This week on Adar isn't always Adar.
But why have the rebels tied us up and put us in this kettle with water?
And why they bring big torches?
Oh no, they're going to make chorizo stew out of us!
Oh no, my salsicha!
From me and everyone.
Sweden Rolls, once again, welcome dear listeners to more Coriolis, more Adar isn't always Adar, and more action. I am here with Mattias Redbo, Ingela Lund, and Anneli Heed. Welcome, guys.
Yeah, and we are exploding with energy.
We just had 15 pieces of sushi, and we're like,
yeah. And some coffee.
5 cups of coffee.
Yes. And you are also exploding.
Yeah.
Yes.
Kind of, yeah.
That's what you meant.
Have you made any calculations during the week?
Yes. Of course.
What now?
It should be...
On the 4 minutes.
Yeah, I mean...
Oh.
If it's like 20 to 30 seconds per like injection, when Hamid injected us...
Yep.
Should be reasonable, right?
Yeah.
And then starting the drone. And then we do this all... We picked up the key, the grenades, everything that happened simultaneously. And then we ran for the elevators. That should be... At least 2 minutes going down, two and a half, finding the stairwell.
Mm-hmm.
We're up to 3, I think.
Yes.
I mean, it's...
Yep. So, and then we get down to the...
To the entrance floor?
We have less than 1 minute to get the hell out of there.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Definitely less than 1 minute.
Like half a minute?
Yeah, we don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's go.
Okay.
Let's start the Coriolis adventure. Yeah, so you're looking at the images sent by the recon drone that Evgena sent out, with the receptionist standing by the door, looking out.
Yep.
With their back towards us.
With their side towards you. You're on the left-hand side, basically. Yeah.
So we can't see her face. We can't see her face.
Nope.
We can't see her expression, but she's looking out.
Does she have a weapon on her person?
Make an observation roll.
One success.
Yeah, you see something that could be a weapon. You're not entirely sure. It's a limited success. So you see something that could be a weapon. Like a holster.
I say we rush her. She will not open fire on all of us. And then when the explosion happens, we just run out. What do you say?
We don't have too much choice. We just have to run.
We have to go for it. Yes. We have to go for it now.
So let's wing it.
So I pull out my carbine. Carbine.
Yeah,
and run.
You probably had it up all the time, basically. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Give me a die there, will you, Ingela? Gonna make a roll to see how much time it takes for the reinforcements to arrive. Alrighty then. You're rushing her.
Yes.
Okay, so you start firing basically immediately.
No.
No, you wanna.
My plan was like to rush down and start shouting at her to move aside with drawn weapons.
All right, okay. Then I'm gonna make an observation roll for her to see if she sees you right away or if it takes a while. I mean, you have to run like 30 minutes.
30 minutes?
Meters. I said
big
meters.
Big reception hall.
You listeners, you can rewind. You can hear me say meters.
Yeah.
Yeah, she sees you exactly as you are approaching her. Roll for initiative.
Oh, she's gonna fire on us. Stupid. 5.
Everyone, please.
6.
Ooh. 5.
6, 5, 5.
Yeah.
Anneli, roll off.
Okay. I need a die.
6 again.
You go first, Amber.
Woohoo. Well, she has her Vulcan pistol. She's ready. So she just runs up, basically, just runs up and out.
Out the door?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Really fast.
Okay. She draws her pistol. She runs after you out through the door.
Dang it.
Shooting in your back.
Ow!
Why?
Exactly. Why? It's why would nice. You do yes. something like that?
Roll for armor, please. Yeah, how much damage did you get back?
Well, I have 5 as it is, so...
Yeah, you are down again.
Oh,
she
no.
shoots in the back, and you just fall down on the street.
What is she? Does she want to die?
And then stupid she no, she keeps on running. This is just like she runs out the door, and Amber goes left. She goes right, but as she turns right, she just fires a shot. Yeah, shoots at her back whilst running away in the other direction.
Do we see our backup, the circus guys?
Yes.
Are they around?
Where are they?
You see 2 corpses lying on the street.
Okay, they're gone.
Shit.
Okay.
They died for a good cause.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so do we know which way is the...
The crescendo?
The ship. The shuttle.
Your shuttle?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, the shuttle.
Can we take a roundabout route to get there?
I'm thinking that, I mean, Amber would make for that. So it's left.
Yeah.
Mm.
So.
And we need to get Amber with the, you know, she has to, we can't leave her there.
No. I'll just try to scoop her up as Thanks. We go, I think.
Not administering any medicurgy right now?
No, if this is like an open place and there are reinforcements coming, I want to go behind a corner. I mean, the tower is going to explode.
We need to find shelter, yeah.
Of range first.
Yes.
So you guys rolled 5. So you go out the door. Mm-hmm. As you go out the door, you hear...
Explosion.
It's a very good sound.
Shit.
Mm. Yes. And there's some debris falling, and I'm going to make some rolls here.
If it hits the reinforcements.
It hits Fartsan.
What?
Not for much, but...
What?
Not Fartsan?
Oh, no.
How much do you have left?
1.
Do you have any armor?
No.
Well, then you're down again.
Okay, it's
I
up
don't know
to
why
me.
I don't it's have any
TPK.
Armor. I mean, this is an oversight.
If it's not on the sheet, it doesn't geez. Exist.
Mm-mm. Okay.
Evgena, what do you want to do? You
Captain,
have Hamid.
It's up to you.
Yes, so I think I'm going to ask Hamid, our faithful servant, to administer some medicurgy on Amber and...
Servant.
Farsan.
Oh. Offense was taken.
Farsan, you get 1 back.
Okay.
But Amber...
Come on.
It's too hurt. He... No, I'm sorry. I can't. It's too much pressure. I'm not. I can't get her to. We must try again in a med lab or something.
Okay, we're just gonna have to carry her.
Farsan gets on his feet, I think, groggily.
Mm. Oh, let's help out. We can bring her. I'm sure.
We need to find somewhere safe.
Yes. Can we move away from the? From this tower?
Can we go around a corner?
Exactly.
Can we sort of go...
Around the tower? Round, trying to find... No, sorry.
Or just...
round,
you
want
to circle the tower?
I'm sorry.
I was thinking more around the corner of another building, maybe, close by. Take shelter.
I want you to blur.
Oh. All of us.
Yes, please. Okay, so on a D6, I rolled a 5 on how... long it would take the reinforcements to come, which means that if I'd roll a 6, they could have done basically anything and still get away. If I'd rolled a 1, then they would have set a trap, you know, the drill. But with a 5, if they don't take too much time, they will manage to get away before the reinforcements come, but they will start searching for them for sure, because the reinforcement will first look at the civilians videos, so they will know who to look for.
Okay.
All right. So, you are trying to get away, basically.
Yeah, get out of sight.
Get out of sight first.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And then get back to the shuttle, right?
Exactly, yeah. Yes, absolutely.
All right. Mm-hmm. And you do that right away?
Yes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Okay. You go into the next street and try to get away towards the shuttle. You go around the corner, you don't hear anything. You go into the next street and you hear... Yeah, I mean, of course, there's been people on the street who have been witnessing what's been happening, for sure. And you hear some increased voices coming from around the building. But it's hard to make out what the voices say, who they are.
I try to glance back up at the tower just to see the destruction, to see what has happened with it, if it's possible to see,
mm-hmm.
while we're limping along.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. Make an observation roll.
No.
No? Do you want to pray the icons?
No.
Okay.
It's probably exploded.
Well, we want to know if we succeeded or not. Is there any observation I can do?
Yeah, you could send the drone, maybe?
Exactly.
And then you can also send the drone to see if there are pursuers.
Exactly. So the recon drone,
mm-hmm.
yep,
mm-hmm.
send it again.
Yeah. Yeah, the recon drone can fly up, mm-hmm. so you don't need to roll. You can see that it looks like the 51st and quite a bit of the 52nd floor is completely demolished.
Mm-hmm. Mission accomplished.
Yes, and as you let the recon drone descend down to look at the street, you see a large number of soldiers there. A large number of soldiers.
We need to get out of here quickly.
And actually, your drone goes black. You hear firing and then the drone goes black.
They shot the drone down.
We need to hurry. We should have killed that receptionist. I can't believe I was so bleeding hearted.
Well, chances are that debris hit her, you know, it's... she might be dead anyway.
Let's hope so.
Trying Let's to hope make the situation
for the debris.
Better.
Let's hope for the debris.
Let's hope she got hurt at least.
Okay, we need to get back to the shuttle quickly, right?
Yeah.
Before anyone discovers us. So can we...
So we'll just,
huddle along.
As quickly as possible.
As quickly as possible, yes.
Mm. Okay, so you're going for speed, not stealth.
I mean...
Yeah, that's what you said.
It depends. I mean, if there are people staring at us.
I mean, people who are bleeding, who are carrying a person who is visibly unconscious. Yes, people are staring, yes.
Mm.
Okay.
Do you want to go for infiltration instead?
I mean, how far is it to the shuttle?
Yeah.
Depends on where you parked it. Like the hangar, that's what you usually do. So if you don't, you haven't stated otherwise. So I'm guessing it's at the hangar.
Yeah, well. Yeah.
I'll make a random roll. It's quite far.
It's quite far.
Yep.
You shouldn't have asked.
I rolled a 6.
I should have said, we go to, just around the corner where we put it. We parked it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we have a way to go. So I guess we need a bit of stealth then.
Yeah. Better with stealth.
Okay. Infiltration, please. And I'm going to say we need 3 people rolling, but we need the successes will be divided by 4. Okay?
So can I roll as well?
Yes, of course.
Okay.
No successes for Farzan. Do you want to play to the icons?
Yeah.
Go on, Farzan. Go on.
Wait. I need 1.
1? Okay.
Okay, agility. 1 success.
Oh.
Ha ha ha.
Hamid rolls 1 success. Do you want him to pray to the icons?
Yeah.
Yes, please.
Okay. It will still be an average of... Yeah, that actually brings it up to 1 each, because it rolls another success.
Mm.
So you get 4 total, 1 for each. Mm-hmm. Darkness point, thank you for that. I was out of darkness points. Completely.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay, so you have one success. Which means that if people aren't looking for you actively, yes, you will stay hidden. And if that's your priority, you will stay hidden. But it will take you a long while to get to the shuttle because it's a long way. Mm-hmm. And you are making sure you're keeping hidden. Okay?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So basically, it's not until... Yeah. It's, I wouldn't say morning, but yeah. The latest hour of the night. That's when you reach the shuttle.
Hmm.
So before midnight. Mm-hmm.
No, like 4 a.m.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm. Rather. Hmm. So, and since it's taking that much time, I'm gonna make a roll here. You can blur. This is a data gen roll to see if the Asterbahn manages to figure out who were there and if they are. If they can find the characters, but they get minus modification quite a lot because they don't have anything to go on except Evgenia's name, and she's not yet registered as captain of the Crescendo. No successes. Okay. Thank you. Okay, you reach the shuttle. It looks okay.
Observation roll.
Recon drone, I don't know, everything I've got.
One success.
You want to pray?
No.
All this praying is not doing anything.
I pray it when I want to, okay? My private time.
Just asking. With one success. From what you can see, yeah, it's looks okay.
Can I roll for infiltration to see if it's been tampered with or, like, bugged?
No, that's technology.
Okay. Can I roll for anything?
He just wants to roll anything for anything.
Rolling. Oh, let's help. Help me load Amber into the shuttle. Hamid, Evgenia.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Of course.
Yeah, sure. Who's going to fly?
The captain, naturally.
Does the captain have anything in pilot?
Let's see. I have got none.
Nothing. Okay.
Do
you have anything
now
in pilot?
No, of course not.
Let me check if Hamid has. Will Phil, our patron, come to the rescue once again?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see now.
I can only captain, not pilot.
No, Hamid cannot drive a shuttle.
Serious.
Bring her back to life, please.
Look, obviously this is not working. Hamid, can you contact the base? It seems like we need their help after all.
Base? Like in...
Well, your friends, the rebels.
Oh, the rebels, yeah, of course, yeah. You want me to contact them?
We need to get out of here.
Can
they send a pilot or at least help us? Put us into hiding or something?
Which one of them?
Pilot, preferably.
Pilot, okay, yeah, sure, yeah. He fiddles with his communicator, changing the frequency from the one that you guys use.
And we're like laying low in the shuttle. I'm saying this out loud now. We're like hiding a bit in the shuttle, not sitting, playing video games, blinking.
Yeah, okay. We're just good.
We're on the floor.
Right? Yeah.
We're lying down on the floor.
Whispering.
Okay, yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Here,
listening.
It's Hamid. The mission was a success. We blew off the whole fucking top of the building. No problem at all. Actually, some problem. The pilot is unconscious, and we need a pilot to drive us up to the Crescendo. Okay. Yeah, sure. Yeah, okay. Yeah. They're sending a pilot.
Do you know how long they'll be?
Do you want me to ask?
No, of course
that,
not.
But tell them that
we just have to lay low here.
He pushes some... guys, you need to hurry. I mean, like, the fucking Astroban and the Hegemony and the soldiers, they're all looking for us.
I wish you wouldn't swear so much, Hamid. There's no need.
I apologize, madam. But please, hurry. Hey, guys, can I ask you something?
Yes.
Yes.
Would it be okay with you, because... I can't fuck this. I mean, sorry. I can't stay here.
Would it be okay if I tagged along with you guys for a while?
What do you mean?
I mean, if I stay here, I'm minced meat. I can't stay here on the planet.
Why would you be minced meat?
Because they have video surveillance of me going in there, blowing up the depot.
Oh, that is true.
I won't be able to do any work for the rebels here. I'm toast.
Well, let me ask you one thing, Hamid.
Yes.
Can you cook?
We are
in dire need of a chef.
Actually, I took some classes.
Captain, what do you say?
Well, I don't really eat that much, but of course...
I can be your chef for a while, for sure. Yeah, yeah.
All right,
great.
Then.
Of course, Clive is the worst, let me tell you. Cannot even boil an egg.
Is that your chef now?
No, he's our AI.
Oh, AI.
He tries to cook for us sometimes. It's... horrible.
Yeah, I can cook for sure. Yeah.
Well, you've been a good, been a good partner in the tower, with the bomb. I mean, we are indebted to you. Welcome.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Now we need to make a tattoo on your forehead to show that you're one. Sorry.
Loving it.
No, I'm not saying. Sorry. Of
course, you need to hassle him a little bit.
After 22 minutes into the door of this hangar that you are renting comes one rebel running.
Yeah.
He has a rebel sign tattooed on his forehead.
We shoot him.
Open fire!
Shoot at everything. Fire at everything,
permission
somebody said.
Permission to fire, right?
Yeah. At everything.
No, we open the door, maybe, I think. What do you say, Captain?
Open the door.
Let him in. Or her. I cannot see from this distance.
Well, of course.
Yes.
Yeah, the pilot rushes in. Yeah, you needed a pilot? Yeah.
Yes, quickly.
Quickly? Yeah, sure. Oh, I like this shot. I like this model.
Just get the thing started now.
That's how you start the shuttle.
Why are you hammering at the console?
Ever, never does that. Just never. She would never do that.
Much more elegant.
No,
how long have you been
touch.
A pilot?
Got my license yesterday.
Yeah, this pilot flies you up to the crescendo and asks if he should return or if...
No, you stay with us for a while until Amber gets better.
So you arrive up at the crescendo.
Welcome back, crew of the crescendo. I detect 3 crew members and 2 more life forms.
That's correct, Clive.
True.
Of course it is.
Can you count?
My data is never incorrect.
Can you count, Farzan?
What do you mean?
Well,
of course I can count. I mean,
we've got the pilot, we've got Hamid, myself and yourself.
And Amber.
Well,
that's 5.
All right, then.
Did you go to the Aviation Academy, you said?
What a bitch.
Don't laugh, Clive. I've had a rough day.
We need to get Amber to the medbay. Clive, get the medbay in order. Amber is hurt.
Oh, dear. I will commence immediately.
I'm not in the best of shapes myself, I have to say. I don't mean that I'm fat.
Medbay activated. Medbay activated.
Good. You can also register a Mr. Hamid. Mr. Hamid, what is your full name, sir?
Just call me Hamid the Rebel.
Hamid? Well, that's not a proper. Oh, anyway. Yeah, register Hamid the Rebel. As the cook of the crescendo, please.
Registering Hamid the Rebel as cook of the crescendo.
We also
welcome Hamid
the Rebel.
The Rebel.
We also have a pilot with us for a while.
Is he replacing Amber?
Until she's better.
Very well then.
We haven't introduced ourselves properly. What's your name?
Yeah, my name is Mamoun.
Mamoun. Clive, please register Mamoun.
registering Mamon as pilot of the Crescendo.
Now we're getting somewhere.
I hope you're fine with that, Mamon.
Yeah, but I need to get back to base. Like,
this is for a good cause.
Mm.
Yeah, but I can't leave Algol.
Well, it won't be for long. I'm sure Amber will be fine in a moment. Just stay with us for a while.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
Thank you.
While, I can see a while. Yeah. You're taking Amber to the med bay, which is activated, as Clive has reported. You put her down there. Who's going to make the medicurgical role?
Should I?
I'm quite good at it.
Yes, you're probably good better than me. I've got one.
Yes.
But how much wits have you got?
I've got wits. I've got loads. I've got 3 wits.
I've got 4.
All right, then.
I win the wits contest.
All right, then.
You
go.
Do we get any pluses for the med bay?
Yes, lots.
Okay, can I get an assist from someone?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, Henry can assist. He has medicurgy.
Great.
Anyone in med bay?
Yeah, yeah, good. Let's go. Oh, that's cocked. I can't believe this.
Do you want to pray to the icons?
I think we have to.
Yes,
yeah.
You have to.
I think you have to.
2.
2 successes.
Yeah.
Okay. Amber, you get 2 back.
Oh. Yes.
Welcome back.
Welcome back, Emily.
Thank you. I had to take off.
We missed you.
Yes. I'm back. Yay.
Glad to have you back.
Yeah.
Very happy to have you back, Amber.
Thank you. What happened? And who's that?
Oh, so this is the interim pilot that we had for a while.
Mamon.
Oh, so he was a temped pilot.
Yes. Yes, that's right.
I see.
While you were out.
Well, thank you for so much for temped piloting, but I'm back now, so I will take over this. Oh, I'm kind of lightheaded here, but it's going to be fine.
Are you okay, Amber?
I think so, yeah. I think so.
So I'm not the pilot of the ship anymore?
No. Mamon, can you just stay for a few minutes more until Amber feels that she's back in her normal self.
I'm fine.
You say that, Amber, but no, I want to make sure that you're fine. Yeah? Hmm? So stay on a bit, please.
So recovery in this game works that if you rest completely for 1 hour, you get 1 hit point back, as long as you're not broken, and as long as you don't have any critical injuries, which you guys actually managed to avoid, right?
Yeah.
Incredible.
No crits. Oh, I wonder which GM was making the rolls that couldn't get 1 single crit out of, what was it? 20 attacks total?
Well, a roll is a roll.
You guys are too smug.
Well, you know.
Too smug?
Yeah.
Can you ever be too smug?
Too smug? I don't think so. No, I never heard about it.
I mean... Matthias,
so do you want to rest first, or do you want to get back to planet side?
We do want to get our strength back, so maybe a tiny bit of a rest.
I think we will be up and about in just a night's rest, don't you agree, Captain?
Mm-hmm.
If we're going to meet the nomads, we need to look sharp.
Yes, we need a bit of a rest.
Okay, so you go to bed, basically.
Mm-hmm. Not for a full sleep, but a few hours.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
How? I need to ask now.
Ask away.
If the Asturban were to identify us, they would probably. Do they know that we are at this ship right now? I mean, are we logged somewhere? Mm-hmm. Can they find out immediately like that? Well, do you understand?
Yeah, I mean, like when you rent a hangar. Or a place at a hangar. You register the name of the ship and the crew members who are disembarking.
Yeah, but they don't have photos, do they? Or do you know what I mean?
Would they be
able to identify immediately?
This is a planet where there is a rebellion going on.
Yep.
So, of course, they have security cameras in the hangars, for sure.
Mm. Okay, then that changes things.
Mm.
So, Captain.
Yes.
And Amber, that are now awake. Sorry.
We forgot about it.
Yes. They will probably know that we are out here.
Mm.
It might be we'll have to contact them now, while we still have time. Can we hide the ship somehow? Do we have... Amber, can we hide the ship?
Mm. No, I think that's Effie know about. Ask Effie because I I don't feel good. I need to sleep or something.
Is there a cloaking device on the ship?
Actually, quite the contrary. You have a +2 signature on your ship, so it's even easier to detect and find than ordinary ship.
So no invisibility cloak?
That's no on that, yeah, sure.
Okay, question. If we put ourselves in the med bay, the two of us that didn't go there, can we get some extra?
No, no. It can only bring hit points back when you're broken. Otherwise, it's the 1 HP per hour.
Yes, we want to get to the rebels in the ruin as quickly as possible. How are you feeling, Amber?
I'm better, actually. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Maybe we should still use Mamoon.
Just for a little while.
Just for a little while.
Yeah, and also I can tell that he's not... Is he kind of new? He's flying good, but still there are some things.
He's
that
absolutely
he could...
adequate. Don't worry, Amber. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I need to get back to surface. I can't stay here if you need to.
Then you can take us there.
But then you can go.
Mm.
Can I go with you or
Hamid?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, of course.
Of course.
Yeah. Good.
Oh. And Amber goes with us as well.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So Hamid, you're gonna come with us?
Oh. Yeah, if that's okay.
Yeah, interesting.
Oh, he's now a member in there.
He is.
Yes.
Oh, mm-hmm. Cool.
He's an excellent chef.
Mm. Really?
Wow, quite a good chef, actually.
Are you also educated in massages? No. Because that
Amber.
Could be. Yeah. Well, so what? What?
What has that got to do with anything?
We have a hammam, and I mean, we don't have any personnel there, so it would be like a good thing to recruit somebody for this.
The sooner we get this nomad business finished, the sooner we can get back to the hammam.
Yes.
What do you say?
Oh, yes. Hmm.
Okay, you get into the shuttle, and you each get one more hit point back as you go down. You got one hit point back when you got up to the crescendo, and one more hit point when you're going down. So you get one hit point back, Amber.
So we should probably land the shuttle somewhere where we can't be seen, close to the ruin.
I agree.
Yes.
What? You're not going back to the hangar?
No.
Who said
Bummer.
That?
Bummer.
Yeah, exactly.
Bummer. All right. Yeah, Mamoon is taking the shuttle down to planet side and aiming for
the ruins.
Heading for the ruins.
The ruins, yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. How far do you want me to go out from City Center?
Well, as close as possible to the ruins, please.
Yes.
The ruins are quite big. Yeah. They are right by the city.
Well, then the other side of the ruins. Like,
okay. Yeah. Okay. Like yes. The outskirts of the ruins.
Yeah.
Okay. I can do that. Mm-hmm. I can do that.
There you can
Fantastic.
Do that.
I can do that.
Please show
Great.
Us.
Great.
I will show you.
Yeah.
I will show
do
you.
Do it.
I am.
Okay. Trying to land you know, a little bit out of sight, not on the
and
main.
And also a very smooth landing would be preferred. Yeah.
Yes.
Just if you can.
And also close, please, to the hideout.
Yeah.
All right, guys. And Amber, no backseat driving.
The moon actually does a very smooth landing and a very like.
Very good.
Yeah. Did you get a mental picture there?
Yes.
That's the smoothest landing we've ever had.
Yeah.
He looks at Amber like.
Yeah.
And they applaud him.
Smooth enough for you?
Really? They applaud him? Oh, this ticks her off. This ticks her off. She actually, she's the first one to leave, so she just jumps out of there.
Storms off.
Yeah, storms off with her head very high held. Like.
Do you want the keys for the return journey?
Nah.
Give them to me. She will come around.
She's just very touchy like that. Mm.
Follow me. I know the way. And Hamid is taking you through the ruins.
Yeah, this is the middle of the night, by the way, right?
It's morning.
Morning.
Why
not?
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, sure.
Morning. Yeah, it's morning. It has. Morning has broken.
Yeah. Oh, please. No.
What?
She already did.
I already did. You missed it. Yeah.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
It was beautiful. No, it wasn't.
Did an encore.
No.
You reached the rebel base. Or at least where you met Yusuf. Who knows if it's the rebel blaze? Who said it? I didn't say it. You go up the stairs, the spiral staircase.
Are they back?
You hear Yusuf's familiar voice.
And Fatsan's heart skips a beat.
Yeah, we're back, boss. Yeah,
of course
yeah.
It does.
And Hamid goes in. Yeah, we lost Hanan and Layla, but mission completed, yeah.
Yes.
Yes, I know. I have heard reports. I know. Well done. Job well done.
Thank you.
You
thank
look
you.
A bit worse for wear.
Well, it was quite a mission.
Mm.
And we've had some considerable damage. But we're here. We're here. We're safe.
I'm glad to see it.
Boss. I was actually wondering... I can't do much good here for you now. I think I might ditch town for a while and like hang out with these guys for some time. And would that be okay?
Yes, you have done a good job as well, Hamid. You have my permission, but please come back in the future. We always need capable men like yourself.
We thank you. Thank you, Yusuf. Hamid has been a good partner for us.
Good, good. Yeah. And of course, you did the job, so I guess I owe you a favor.
Yes.
Certainly
you wanted to talk to some nomads.
That's right.
Correct?
That's true.
All right. Where do you have your shuttle?
Well, we hid it out of sight. It's just a short walk away.
Good, good. I will send you some coordinates. You can take the shuttle there. To one of our CF places that can house a ship the size of the one that they used, the Buryat clan.
Sounds good.
Go there. The prisoners are there. Thank you so much. It was a pleasure making your acquaintance.
Thank you, Yusuf.
Likewise.
We hope to see you sometime again in the future.
Yes,
I hope to see you as well.
Yes.
Farsan. And you are this as well, of course.
Hmm.
Any time, Yusuf. I still have your shirt, but I can return it
you can
some
keep
other day.
It.
Thank you.
Yes. Farewell, my friends.
Farewell.
Bye.
Au revoir.
Oh, isn't that cute? Bring some French.
I love it. Yeah, Hamid leads you back to the shuttle. So now you have the adjudicators looking for you, the Coriolis Guard, the Asturban, probably the Hegemony as well. That's quite a list, you guys.
We are hunted.
It took you, 13, 14 episodes. Yeah.
Do we get more reputation?
Good.
Oh, yeah.
No, the reputation here doesn't work in the same way as it does in Forbidden Lands.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately.
That's
too bad. It has more to do with your upbringing and stuff like that.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's why I have a high score.
Me too.
Who needs that?
Yeah.
So we go, yeah.
Yeah, you get the coordinates for a place out in the desert, actually. Mm-hmm.
Finally, we're going to get some answers why they did that to my brother. And we're in the... Oh.
What?
No, I did not say anything.
Good.
What was that?
Nothing. He was clearing his throat.
I was just clearing my throat.
Your brother?
Yes.
Well, the story you already told me.
Yes, exactly.
But still, I mean, we shouldn't talk about stuff like this now, I think. We should focus, shouldn't we?
Let's just get the coordinates, guys.
Yes.
Amber starts the shuttle, I suppose.
Yep. Smoothly and nice. She starts the shovel and she's...
Make a pilot roll to see if you manages to be as smooth as me.
Okay, sure.
No.
One success.
Successful enough to make it smooth?
Nope, but yeah, not as smooth as Mimun, but smooth. Yeah.
Okay, well, she's happy.
Smoothish.
Smoothish.
Yeah.
Farsan will say, "Oh, what an excellent takeoff!"
Thank you. Oh, thank you. I'm a little bit rusty because circumstances, but yeah, I'm happy. Thank you for acknowledging.
It's good to have you back, Amber.
Yeah, thanks.
You fly your shuttle out into the deserts of Algol to come to a rock formation. Three pinnacles of dry desert mountains. And at the base of one of these mountains, there's a cave opening. And the coordinates seem to lead straight towards there.
So Amber is... I'm doing a really nice movement with my hand now. It's
yeah, great for podcasts.
But it's... You can't see it, but it's so... It's like...
Yeah. Roller coaster?
You want to no, not roller a dive. Coaster? A dive. Thank you. She's just making a beautiful dive with the shuttle. Lance, it's very nice. Want me to roll again?
No.
We'll stick you took with my
the
word
roll.
For it.
We'll stick with the roll that you made earlier.
Okay.
That will suffice for the journey.
Okay.
Yeah. You land there and you open the shuttle door and you instantly feel this desert air. This dry desert air and sand is getting in everywhere, yeah. Basically in your clothes and in your mouths and eyes.
Sand shock.
Mm.
Oh, and you also, it took 2 hours to get here, so you can heal 2 hit points. Not Amber, because you were flying, but you other guys.
We
was happy for a second.
If you wanted to rest, I mean.
You take away two hit points.
Yeah.
Yep.
If you didn't want to rest, you don't get them back.
Wouldn't it be funny if they would be like, oh no, we don't want to rest. They were doing this and this and that instead of resting.
Yep, that would be fun.
Yeah.
I would like that.
Yeah, you would.
I'm trying to find out what kind of snacks Hamid can make in the meanwhile.
Is that what you think about food?
Snackish.
It's important to replenish one's energy, Captain.
As you land outside the cave opening, 4 armed rebels exit the cave. They have cloth covering their mouths and just bandanas-ish, like cloth covering their hair as well. Just a small slit opening for the eyes. And they rush out and they say, "You're being expected. You are the crew of the Crescendo."
"That's right."
"You're welcome. Come on, come inside."
"Thank you."
We follow them inside.
Maybe you should land the shuttle inside the cave.
Oh, inside a cave, sure. Yeah. Done. Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah, Ambergo does that while you go into
the cave. That was what I was trying to motion for
no,
you.
No, you were just waving.
Yeah, no. It's a
swoop into the cave.
It was a good wave.
I was like, go into the cave.
Oh, I thought you would land.
Whatever.
We should develop like a sign language
cut
thing
this
here.
Out, maybe.
Let's do that. No?
Get on with it.
Get on with it.
Get on
we go into the cave.
It's done with
we follow the rebels.
Before the rebels?
We follow the rebels.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
So you guys follow on foot while Amber takes the shuttle inside.
Yes.
Yeah, there are torches here hanging from some of the walls. And one of the 4 rebels who came to meet you is also carrying a torch. Yes, you were here to see the prisoners. Am
yes.
I right?
Correct.
Yes. Follow me.
Thank you.
And they lead you into the cave, and it seems to be an enormous cave opening where you see a ship that is clearly a nomad ship, you know, with these strange contraptions fastened onto the hull, and the engine seems not to be working in the way that you're used to for ships. They really look like haphazardly built, but you all know that the nomad ships are extremely functional and very, very, they are well built. They just look very strangely built because you're not used to this way of building ships. So they look strange to you. You pass the ship. It's quite large. It's a class 3 ship. which means that the cavern is quite large as well. And at the far end of the cave, it narrows and becomes smaller and smaller until it's, yeah, basically a cave tunnel. Mm-hmm. And you go in there, and there are some passages leading left and right. And you are led to a cave that has been barred in some way with steel bars that they have fastened to the cave wall, cave ceiling, cave, yeah. So they created a cell inside one of the caves, basically. And inside you see beaten up nomads, typical nomad clothing. And yeah, they look worse for wear, for sure. For sure.
How many are there?
8.
Let's pick one. Their yes. leader, preferably.
Is Amber still parking the ship? Or is she with them?
No, you're with them, for sure.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Good to know.
Yeah.
Good
to ask. It's yeah, sorry.
So first I will ask one of the guides, mm-hmm. the rebels.
Yeah.
Which one of these is their captain, a leader?
That is her over there.
Can you bring her out?
Yes.
Separate her.
Of course. Yes, they bring out this nomad leader and bring her to a room for interrogation, which is what I suppose you want to do.
Yeah.
Do you have a plan for this?
Yes. I didn't discuss it with the others, but I have a plan.
No. Sure. Okay, let's use your plan then, if it's already there.
You guys know more of this story, the background story to this, than I do. But I can assist with language, and I can assist with some culture and those kinds of things.
Cool. Mm. Mm.
So, if you have a plan, go ahead.
I pull out the dagger, the one that we found inside my brother's body. And I wait in my hand. Captain Amber, do you mind if I go first?
If you go ahead. It's your brother.
Yeah, do it.
So I approach the woman.
With a dagger?
Yeah, just held loosely in my hand.
Yeah.
Not in a threatening manner.
She sees you, and she sees the dagger, and she... Yeah, you can definitely see a reaction in her eyes.
What kind of reaction?
Like flinching?
Well, yeah, like flinching, a bit shocked, surprised. And then she looks up at you.
Yeah.
And then she looks at your eyes, and she...
I have the mask on, remember?
I know, but she looks at your eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they're expressionless. Just watching her.
What do you want from me?
Do you know where I found this dagger?
No.
Are you sure?
How would I know that?
It is your dagger, after all.
It is a dagger from my clan?
Yes.
Yes.
I found this dagger inside the body of my brother.
My condolences.
Now, how come I found it there? Would you please explain that to me?
I wouldn't know.
Is she lying? Can I tell if she's lying?
You can make an observation roll.
Yeah. One success.
Can we help him?
Oh, you feel that she's telling the truth.
Yeah. You being the captain and all, I'm sure you know.
There are many nomad captains.
Yes, but... Of your clan. Surely you would know what is going on. How come your clan left Coriolis so suddenly, not so long ago? Just after murdering my brother, that is.
Well, I don't know anything about murdering your brother, but we had clan business. The clan was assembled, and we left together. Is that a crime?
Murdering my brother is a crime, for sure.
Yes, well, I don't know the circumstances around that.
Do you know whose dagger this is?
It's a Buryat dagger, for sure. Yes, so probably one of my clansfolk murdered your brother, if that is indeed what you claim happened. And again, my condolences, but I don't know the circumstances around it, so I can't...
Okay, I grab her by the hair with one hand, and then put the knife under her throat. You have exactly 3 seconds to tell me where I can find the one who murdered my brother, or I will take your head.
I can't help you.
I kill her.
Slit her throat?
Yeah.
I want you to make an empathy roll.
Really?
Yeah, this is a coup de grace.
Really? Like, yeah.
Oh, I failed.
Yeah, then you managed to take her life.
Yeah.
You see Farzan going in, talking for a while, and then slitting her throat.
Yeah.
Farzan.
I step back.
Why did you do that?
Farzan, what happened? Why? Farzan, why did you kill?
A life for a life.
But this is a bit drastic, don't you think? What are the rebels going to say about that? You don't just go about killing somebody.
You should have given her some camber or something, so she maybe she would have spoken.
Well, maybe the next one will. I don't care for it anymore. You can take over.
Oh,
Farzan, you have to learn to
calm down.
Yourself and not react so harshly.
Well, if they killed your family, what would you say?
Well,
I understand, but just be careful, all right? Yeah. We need you with us.
I will keep taking lives of that clan until we find out what we need to find.
Can we at least get the knife back from you? It's
yes, let's just
of course.
Let's keep it for a little while. You'll get it back in time.
I present it to Evgenia. Handle first. Extremely bloody, dripping on the floor.
Evgenia takes it and she cleans it on her trouser leg. Okay, we should definitely speak to somebody else. Another one of the prisoners.
I suggest you put them in here and keep the dead one.
What do you mean? We bring them all out?
No. He wants the second person to get in here to get scared to see what happened to the first person.
No, that's a good plan.
So you're standing for yet another?
Yeah. Yes. Another prisoner.
Yeah. The rebels who come when you ask for them, they go like, what the... What? Did Yusuf... did he sign off on this?
She was trying to kill us.
She attacked.
So this was self-defense.
What?
Roll for manipulation, please.
Well, I can...
Healy. Okay.
Yeah.
Three successes.
Okay.
Actually, that's not true. I killed her.
Oh, Farzan. Why are you doing this?
Why?
Her folk, they murdered my family.
And she attacked
us. This is a tooth for a tooth, an eye for an eye, a life for a life.
This
I am now taking one of theirs.
Don't worry.
Oh, well, why would you lie? Why?
She tried to protect me, and I'm sorry for it.
Okay, I'm going to contact Yusuf to see if this is all in order, but...
I will not do it again, I promise.
All right then, yeah. You wanted another prisoner?
I'm sure it will not happen again.
Yes, we do.
And you're not going to kill that one?
No.
No.
Okay. I will see to it.
No.
Okay. They bring another prisoner and you hear someone talking like, yeah, they killed the leader. Yeah, just cut her throat. Yeah, they say the nomads killed his brother. Oh, yeah, you've heard about that, yeah. Okay, yeah. So it's okay. But no more, okay, yeah. Yeah, Yusuf says, no more killing. You're fine, you're good, but please, no more.
Of course, okay? If Yusuf says so. Then,
okay. I command, as my captain, I command you, Farzan, not to do it again.
Of course, my captain.
Can you blur for a moment? I'm going to make a random roll here to see how brave or how coward... How much of a coward the nomad coming in, seeing its dead captain bloody on the floor is. A one. Okay, so this is an enormous coward. Okay.
I heard you said nomads.
Oh, yeah, because that's a big clue.
What a reveal. What a reveal.
I know, right?
Yes, you... yeah, they bring another nomad. And this nomad, he looks at... he comes into the room and he sees the captain lying with a slit throat. And he sees you standing there with a bloody dagger, even though it's been wiped off. I mean, it's not super
it's
clean.
It's a little bit bloody.
Yeah, exactly.
Still a bit bloody.
Yeah. Sure. And he just goes, What are you going to do with me? What are you going to do?
Evgenia goes to stop. Stop the person. We're not
you
going.
You can't do this.
We are not going to kill you. We just want to talk to you.
She's dead.
Calm down. Oh, my
God. Oh, dear.
Come. Get a grip.
Come. Amber, please.
Puke on my shoes, I will kill you.
See? Oh, see what
behave.
You
behave. Both
he's
of
angry
you.
Now.
Please don't kill me. Please don't kill me.
Listen to me. Look at me. Look at me.
Slap him.
Look at me. And Evgenia slaps him over the face.
Finally!
Look at
no,
me.
No, he's crying.
Let me handle this, Amber. Oh.
You look could try me. To calm him down with, like, command.
Oh, yes.
For instance.
Can you command somebody to calm down?
Calm down.
Yeah, for sure.
I command you to calm down.
Command you to calm
yes,
down.
Yes, okay. So I'll command
you'll
to
use
calm.
Your, like, captain's presence to... Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So... I have
no successes.
Can I?
You can pray if you want to.
Yes, why not?
Why not, indeed. Thank you. 3 darkness points.
Oh.
Still
just
no
like
successes.
That. Can I ever try?
No, you've tried already.
But can she try again?
Nope.
No.
Did she have any, like, drug?
Yeah, a cambra.
What is that?
That it makes somebody speak the truth a little bit easier.
Well, that's very handy.
I know, so we should use it.
Go for it.
Sure.
Cool.
Yeah.
So the Cambra, that Amber with the Cambra, she mixes it, she asks for a glass of water and she mixes it in that and then they give it to him. And they wait for a while until he calms down, hoping that he will tell a little the truth about what he knows.
Okay. Yeah, I mean they've not gotten too much water or food, so he drinks the water, for sure, and after a while, of course, calms down when he notices that there's no immediate danger to his life, and he calms down. Okay.
So, have a seat.
Yeah, thank you.
Feeling better.
You're not gonna kill me?
No.
Oh, phew.
I just want to talk to you for a bit.
Yeah, yes, I can sit. It's nice to sit.
Okay.
I like to sit.
Stay with us.
I'm with you.
Do you see this dagger?
Yeah.
Do you recognize it?
Yes, it's a Buryat dagger.
Have you seen it anywhere before? This specific dagger?
I let me see closer. I guess.
Evgenia puts the dagger closer to him.
I'm not a weaponsmith. I'm not too sure if I've seen it before or not. But it is a Buryat dagger. It's a very nice dagger. I have it.
No, of course not.
No, of course not. Of course not. What can I can if you spare my life, I can talk. What do you want to? What?
This dagger was used to kill our colleague Farzan's brother. Would you know why?
Oh dear, I'm so sorry. I didn't do it. Don't know who did it.
Do you have any idea who did it?
I have no idea. When was this?
Well, maybe if we say his name, he will know.
Do you know why your clan fled? The Coriolis, not so long ago.
Yeah, sure. We were searching for the Nadir. And you hear... Hamid and the guard are quite shocked from the news that they are heading for the Nadir. But that is where we will end this episode.
Oh.
So we will go on to...
No!
Oh, you always leave us hanging.
Amber was just gonna start asking.
We don't want to do
questions.
This is a secret, guys. We can't let this spread. We have to kill all the people in the room now.
Yeah.
Let me do it.
What did we do wrong?
So Farzan goes crazy and kills everybody except for us.
Yes, you do have a bit of a temper, Farzan. Like it's like it's a bit.
He wasn't allegiance.
I think
knows.
It's justice.
I mean,
it takes an eye for an eye.
Yeah. I mean, Farzan isn't a good guy.
No. But he's been so sweet to the to
well, his friends.
They're friends, so they have at least Amber has a kind of a problem placing him being like this because that's not the side that she's seen from him before. Well, she knows.
We definitely know he's a soldier now.
Yeah. Mm. He really proved that to them. So
yeah. For sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Secret's out, perhaps. You don't know.
And it's time for season finale.
Yeah.
Next
up is season finale.
Oh, yay. Yes.
Next week when Sweden rolls once again. Ha, ha, ha.
You've listened to Sweden Rolls, playing Coriolis, starring Arnold Heed, Mattias Redbo, and Ingela Lund. Coriolis is published by Fria Ligan, Free League Publishing. If you like the podcast, please check us out at patreon.com/Sweden Rolls. If you become a Patreon, not only do you help us keep this show going, but you also get a shitload of cool bonus material that we produce for our patrons and for our patrons only. And even if you don't have the possibility of becoming a patron, you can still help the show by following us, liking us, sharing us, commenting everything we do on social media like Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. And that will still help us very, very much. We would appreciate it so much. The music for Sweden Rolls is composed and produced by myself, Andreas Lundström. Until our next episode, goodbye and farewell.